This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Good morning. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley to discuss possible subvention for the opposition. Residents of Jackson St. Michael remember Josiah Carmichael as Barbados records another road fatality. A UWI professor calls for greater sports inclusion in schools to help tackle youth violence. Minister of Tourism and International Transport says a new digital database will bring improved efficiency to Barbados's maritime sector. And the Central Bank Governor pays tribute to Secretary to the Board, Sadie Dixon, who passed away on Monday. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has announced plans to hold discussions with Democratic Labour Party leader Ralph Thorne on the possibility of providing a subvention to the opposition. Speaking at the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference yesterday, Prime Minister Motley acknowledged that current rules do not permit such funding since the opposition did not win any seats in the last general election. However, she said the issue merits review, noting that the opposition secured 25% of the popular vote.
When you have all the seats by the will of the people, you have to find ways of balancing out. And there were instances where the rules that govern the funding of political parties do not allow our current opposition to benefit. But we have just agreed with him to meet and to determine how best we are going to negotiate the funding of those parties that didn't win any seats, but that at least command 25% of the popular vote in the country. Because to say that you can get 25% but no seats, we can't ignore you just because you didn't get seats. And there are some in my own party who disagree vehemently with my undertaking those discussions because they believe that the rules are the rules are the rules. But sometimes when you have power, you have to step back and you have to be fair.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The community of Browns Gat, Jackson St. Michael, has been left shaken by the death of 18-year-old Josiah Carmichael. Carmichael became Barbados's latest road fatality yesterday after the vehicle in which he was a passenger was involved in a collision along Mount Standfast Main Road, St. James. When Starcom Network News visited the community, residents spoke fondly of the former St. Leonard's student.
He was a great person. He used to help his mother a lot and help his siblings also. He wasn't disrespectful or anything like that. As his mother said, every teenager that's got upside down with his mother, but he was a very good teenager to his mother. He would work and help out his mother with his rest of siblings.
Youngster's a good youngster. Man work hard and everything. Man don't get in trouble in the bar and everything. Man don't smoke, drink, and everything. So man just look for money and have a good time, you know? I'm not getting in trouble on our name. I was a very good youngster for real.
Last week, I gave him a drop in my vehicle. He was going to work, and I gave him a drop. And he said to me that he wanted to do an electrician course. He wanted at Leicester One, the interior. And I went and I got the information for him, and I bought it right here for him Sunday. And asked him, he told me yes, that he want to go.
Residents of Jackson, St. Michael, and friends of the late Josiah Carmichael, Barbados's latest road fatality victim. Police have confirmed that two other people complained of injuries as a result of the accident. A University of the West Indies professor is urging policymakers to strengthen youth participation in sports within the education system as a strategy to curb rising youth violence. Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the UWI Cave Hill campus, Dwayne Devenish, says that as Barbados advances its education transformation agenda, greater emphasis should be placed on integrating sports into the school curriculum.
There's no doubt that sports play a vital role in keeping our youth engaged, disciplined, and connected. When young people are involved in structured sporting activities, they learn teamwork, respect, and self-control. They can also develop confidence, purpose, and a sense of belonging, all of which help steer them away from negative influences and risky behavior. I think the other thing about sports in schools that is critical is that sports can provide safe spaces after school hours when youth are most vulnerable and where they can be connected to coaches and mentors who can serve as positive role models.
However, Professor Devenish cautions that while sports can play a major role in youth development, it cannot address the problem of youth crime on its own.
The crime that we are experiencing stems from deeper social and economic issues. So while sports can build character and resilience, we have to go deeper. I mean, when we look at the educational transformation effort, I think we have to focus on not just teaching academics, but soft skills and important competencies such as moral reasoning, empathy, respect, integrating these components into the curriculum. I also believe that many of our youth in this crime struggle, they have issues with managing emotion, managing trauma. So we also have to focus on incorporating emotional and social learning into the curriculum.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at UWI Cave Hill Campus, Dwayne Devenish. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gudjing Edjil, is offering support to the new Barbados Online Regulatory Support System, an online database that he says will improve efficiency in Barbados's maritime sector. Speaking at the official launch of the National Maritime Training and Employment Program, the minister highlighted ways in which the improvement is expected to be seen.
The Barbados Online Maritime Regulatory Support System is a tailor-made database that will digitized flag state controlled oversight activities of the Barbados Maritime Transport Administration flag state control refers to the maritime oversight activities in relation to Barbados registered vessels, irrespective of whether or not they're operating in Barbados. Improve customer service to persons conducting business with the domestic vessels registry based here at the ministry. Support maritime law enforcement in performing their duties. Improve daily operations of the Barbados Maritime Transport Administration and overall facilitate the administration in its maritime governance activities, including ensure continued and effective implementation of national and international maritime laws.
He also outlined how significant the training program will be in helping to improve the maritime workforce.
Training and capacity building are critical to ensuring safety, driving sustainable practices, and fostering global competitiveness in the maritime sector by equipping professionals with new skills to adapt to technological advancements and evolving international standards. They prepare the maritime workforce for emergencies, help maintain a skilled workforce, and support the implementation of new policies, ensuring the sector's efficient and responsible operation.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gudjing Edjil. Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, has paid tribute to the institution's secretary to the board, Sadie Dixon, who passed away on Monday. Dr. Greenidge praised Dixon for her years of dedicated service, highlighting her professionalism and contributions that strengthened the bank's operations.
I am deeply saddened by the passing of our colleague and friend, Sadie Dixon. Sadie was a trusted advisor and a valuable member of our family. Her skills, sound judgment, and dedication strengthened the bank and the laws that guide Barbados' financial system. Beyond her professional excellence, we will remember her warmth, we remember her infectious laugh, and her genuine care for others. She shared her knowledge freely. She mentored with patience and carried herself with grace. On behalf of the board of directors, management, and staff, I extend heartfelt condolences to her family and all who mourn her passing.
Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley to discuss possible subvention for the opposition. Residents of Jackson St. Michael remember Josiah Carmichael as Barbados records another road fatality. The University of the West Indies professor calls for greater sports inclusion in schools to help tackle youth violence. The Minister of Tourism and International Transport says the new digital database will bring improved efficiency to Barbados's maritime sector. And the Central Bank Governor pays tribute to Secretary to the Board, Sadie Dixon, who passed away on Monday. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.